cease to live, that is the doubt. Whether it's nobler in the mind to bear the blows and arrows flung by savage fate, or rise against a vast and storming sea of troubles, and by striving end them, to die, to rest no more, and in that rest to say we end the heart's deep ache, the thousand jolts and wounds that flesh inherits. Such an end is one devoutly to be wished, to die, to rest. To rest, perhaps to dream, ah, there's the catch. For in that rest of death, what dreams may come, when we have cast aside this mortal frame, must make us pause. There lies the very cause that stretches sorrow into length of days. For who would bear the lashes dealt by time, the tyrant's wrong, the proud man's cruel disdain, the grief of love rejected, justice stalled, the arrogance of office and the blows that patient worth received from lesser souls, when he himself might bring his quiet end with but a simple blade? Who would take up such burdens, groaning under weary life, but for the fear of something after death, that undiscovered realm from which no one returns to speak, confusing all resolve and making us prefer the ills we know, rather than fly to others yet unknown? Thus conscience turns our courage into doubt, and resolution's clear and vibrant hue is dimmed beneath the pallor of deep thought and plans of weight and great significance, with this regard are bent from their true course and lose the very name.